Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in anyway,
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
I can't really think that is.
Yeah, that.
I'm all right to start going there. Just because he's gone for a shit.
Yeah, but then you get a bit sensitive, won't you, about me replacing him? That's why I'm talking quietly.
It will be. Let me just tweet this to make sure you get in. Do you know who you look a little bit like? From there. who's the darts player? The world champion darts player?
Okay. Oh, God. Luke Humphreys.
Luke Humphreys. Yeah, look at Luke Humphreys.
You know, comparing me with all the studs.
He's a good looking guy.
Is he?
He's a very good looking guy, yeah. Well, while he's not listening, should we just tell him that that he's been ousted? This is the new Dad Tales format.
We're just going to do 18 shows in one night.
Just going to do it while he's having a dump.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's just you and me. What happened with Steph's Pat Lunch? Did you actually get that kicked off yet?
I think I did, yeah.
What did you actually do?
So
it went to you, didn't it?
It was like on, yeah. So it got to a point where he couldn't attend, so I went on my own, and that's his fault right away. I got asked a question, and I just fucking froze.
What was the question?
I can't remember what it was. I tell you what it was to do with. I think it was to do with Captain Tom, and that situation around Captain Tom, and I had quite a lot to say. And I just paused in the middle and just had this massive brain fart and went and like paused for about what felt like about 45 minutes.
And it's to be good, to be fair, it was either that or Adrian with you and you're gone, burn him.
And the weird thing was, like when we were talking about, when I was mentioning to other people, it's kind of happening now, it's not going to work. And some people have kind of said, oh, it was literally like 5 seconds, and then Steph intervened and she asked you again. And then other people have gone, yeah, you proper fucked up. And this was like on the Tuesday.
Yeah, the reason it's cancelled.
And then on the Friday, we got notification that gone, yeah, it's been taken off the air now.
Because of you.
And I thought, well, that's just massively because of me.
What are you talking about? Steph Pat Lunch.
You're sitting your mic off, mate, because you're reverberating in my ear.
Am I?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Are we all right now?
Peace, Gino.
Are you all right?
I'm good, mate. I'm just having a tingle.
I thought it was all right. Well, you weren't here.
We've all had a break.
Right, the problem we've got now, this is part three.
Sorry.
I mean, once the third go. Week. I'm sorry. The third week, we've come back together.
Sorry.
We had it in 3 weeks. This should be like all day in one.
The problem we've got now is that we're all a bit beer-bellied up. We definitely pizza bellied up, so we're feeling a bit lethargic. So we've got to get this last one nailed. Absolutely fantastic. Third round.
We've changed the order on the screen as well, by the
way. Of 101.
Look like this. I'm on end now.
Oh, it's because that's the easiest way to cut you.
Move me over.
Or you can cut me out.
Well, whatever you want to cut me off, like chop the middle out.
You're middle now. Yeah, you're middle.
You can't take the middle out of a Victoria's sponge, can you? That's the good bit.
So I was middle all the way through.
I'll be honest, now I want a Victoria's sponge. I love Victoria's sponge.
All right.
Yeah, jam and cream.
Right, round three.
People look at the fit, this is like 3 in the morning. Yeah. Like, absolutely bollocks.
It's like 7:53. Right, my round three, I'll go first. I think, without even saying what this is, you're both involved in this, and you're both going to go, yep, I'm in. And this may be the first. This is the first one that I think
I just get to win 101. When you went to talk together, I had Liam said that to you. Yeah, I
did.
A little bit.
What was that all about?
A little tip. I got a tip in. Come on.
What
happens in our bathrooms, dude?
Sorry.
My third one for room 101
B
is Facebook. Right, let's not just stop there. I'm gonna give you my 90 seconds. The first thing that I consider for Facebook to go into Room 101 is that I genuinely think that Facebook created the word hun.
Hun?
Hun.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Honey? Hun.
Hey, husband. Thanks, Helen.
Hun. When have you ever used the word hun? When has anybody used the word hun?
I've never used it, never typed it, never heard it.
Exactly. But I think that is the same for every man, woman, human being, whatever you are on this planet, unless you're typing on Facebook. Hang on, I'm not in there. Check-ins. Who gives a fuck where you're checking in? I don't care if you're going to the gym. I don't care wherever you're going.
See, I'm oblivious because I don't use Facebook.
And when you're checking in somewhere, if you check it, I'm checking into the hospital. And then what you're asking there is for every motherfucker.
Can you check in where you are?
Yes.
Yeah. On Facebook, you can say, I'm in this place right now.
Yep.
So
fuck off. What a load of shit.
I mean, I've got a lot to say on this, and I've got to bite my tongue, but it's not 90 seconds in.
Right, my next one, I ain't stopped here. I ain't nowhere near finishing here.
Good check.
If you need advice, you go to Facebook. Motherfucker. My car's broken down. Mm-hmm. What can you... Who can help me out?
Google.
I've got a rash. Who can help me out? Yeah, that's the normal place to go. But weirdos go to Facebook.
Yeah. I'm going to go back and tell you what other things I say.
If anybody follows me on Facebook, I posted something the other day about commenting on posts. You will get people that go, what time does Tesco's open on Sunday? Somebody will go 9 till 4. Somebody below them go, I think it's 9 till 4. Somebody below them will go, they'll probably send the link for Tesco's opening times. Mm-hmm. Then somebody below that will go, 9 till 4. How many fucking people do need to comment before you go? Oh, hang on.
Can you see those comments, though?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, you can see.
No, it's like someone's put comment and go,
by the way, if it's for Sunday, it's 10 till 4.
Get on Facebook.
People that stay so quiet on Facebook, and I'm going to name them. You've got a rivalry in football between Man United and Liverpool. We've got mutual friends in common between the three of us. They will not say anything, but if Man United are winning, we're on it. If Liverpool are winning, we're on it. Suddenly, if Liverpool win it, where are Man United? Those people.
Yeah, I mean, being over a certain age and doing that to me is ridiculous.
But yep. Yeah. Right. Then.
That one fits with you.
It is.
Let him go.
Hang on, I've not finished. The different types of people on Facebook, follow me with this one. The lurker. Never posts anything or comments on your post, but reads everything.
That'd be me then.
You're a lurker.
I'm getting to that point.
The hyena.
I don't really use it.
Doesn't ever really say anything, just lols and LMAs at everything.
It's laughing
emoji. It's a slight lurker, isn't it? The prophet, everybody that makes a reference to God. The thief, which is the person that steals statuses and uploads them as their own choice. So you will read something and then copy it and as if you've done it. The collector never posts anything either, but just joins every group and becomes a fan of random stuff. The drama king / queen, the person always posts stuff like, I can't believe this, or they're going to make me snap today, in the hopes that you will ask what's up hun, is the exact reply, is the only reply that you can give to anything like that.
Can I just interrupt really quickly? Do you know what the answer is? So someone will go, I am fuming, F-E-W-I-N, F-E-W-M-I-N, fuming, I'm fuming. What's up hun? Don't want to talk about it.
DM me.
I'll fucking DM you.
DM me.
That happens.
My final one is...
Hang on, what's going on here? Like,
my final one is the news. So it's any updates on what they are doing during the day and what they're doing. I don't know what to have for tea.
It's in. I've been on the back of a Facebook hun mum live laugh love prick for a good few years now, to the point where I've had to say, stop fucking doing it. You are lying about me because of attention, because they need the attention. I hate Facebook. It can go in. I've gone off it. To be fair, the only reason I went on it is so I could sell me furniture.
I have a Facebook account
But what the first one was like a stealth. What's called stealth? Is something stealth?
Yeah. So you're a lurker.
I'm a lurker. So I can see what's going on, but do I go on it? Do I fuck? I'm very rarely. Sure,
but when I was like late 20s, early 30s, 40 now, bit too much to be on.
Yeah.
And the football thing, too old for modern football now as well. Really getting passionate about football at 40 now, not having that.
Again, it's banter, a little bit of banter, but for me. It's all no. That other bullshit.
It's attention seeking.
That's just attention seeking. That's just
it's like it. Standing in a town centre and you talked about. I know obviously we know people have religion. It's for me. It's an access. It's a point that people can basically be the most false, fake.
You're either bragging or shagging.
Lying.
And do you know what?
Bragging or shagging.
Speaking of that, it's not long ago we've had Valentine's Day. I'm looking at them posts on Valentine's Day going, I'm in love with my beaut. We've been together 12 years. I'm like, fuck off. I know you were snogging so-and-so at the back of so-and-so.
Did my wife post that?
it's really quite
bullshit,
funny. No, this is really funny because I went for a pint after work on my own, sat in a pub, took my laptop for work, did a bit, just in the local like pint coffee ice cream place.
Pint coffee
ice cream. It does it all. I was at a pint, and there was a table next to me, and this woman literally read out the post, and this bloke or woman or whatever wrote something like, we've had our ups and downs, and she stopped and she went, well, she had her ups and downs on Gary the other week, didn't she? For arguments, it was not Gary, by the way. I'm just putting that in there. Yeah. And
Gary,
I just thought,
here's Kevin.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, no, I'm with you on
that.
Wow. What time does this is? No, this is the best one. When are Parkside finishing school? Well, just look at your fucking letter you got when you took your kids to school. I get it. If it was like, what? When do Vermuden break up? I'll be honest. You've got somewhere that'll probably tell.
It's dog shit.
When you go, should my child be at school today? Them sort of similar posts in it, and just it's just creating this again, like TV. If you took it away, you'd go, oh, for a few days, I'd really.
Well, I actually deactivate it for probably 2/3 of the year, and the only reason it's not deactivated right now is because I can't remember my password.
So, Facebook for me is going to run 1-on-1. Can we agree?
Yeah.
I'll throw it in there. I've got it, but I don't really use it. So again,
God for me.
I don't need it, but I have it.
I was gonna try and fight and say no, get rid of the people, but no, just get fucking rid of it, and therefore those people.
Therefore those people, you will not have.
But would they not appear on like Twitter and stuff?
No, it's different. It's a different clientele.
You'll get hounded out
of Twitter if you was a
whole. I don't have Twitter. I don't have Facebook. I have Instagram. Well, no, sorry. Apologise. I have all three.
Do you know what?
I just realised something. I have Instagram.
And I did it. And I don't even think I had a drink. You put someone on Dad's Tales the other day about you're not a parent until. And I didn't even write this. And I wrote, you're not a parent until. And I wrote, you've got a status about how good of a parent you are by following up with hashtag blessed. Now, if you've got to go on Facebook to tell people you're a good parent, the chances are
you're not a good parent.
It's almost double irony.
Yeah. I'm a good parent.
Facebook has gone in. Boom.
Yeah, no, I'm not clapping yet. Yours are better, weren't you? Yours are better clapped so far.
I feel a lot of fun about this because of the mums.
I feel like I've got.
Don't you be sucking his cock because of that?
What?
All
right. Well, now what excuse have I got?
Which only fans?
I've just rumbled to that I went last time.
Leon, what's your final one?
So mine is car stickers, where it says baby on board. So the fact that you have to remind me there's a baby on the board, not one point was I thinking I'm going to ram that car. That needs to be cautious. There's a baby in that car. I wasn't thinking that. So why tell me that? Yeah. I don't fucking need to know that. Do not tell me that there's a child in that car. Or like old person or whatever. I don't need to know. As far as I'm concerned, there's a car that do not need to crash into. I don't need extra pressure going, there's a newborn child in there. If I crash that, I'm ruining so many lives. I don't need this.
Are you not,
what the fuck is that about, car? I had one and I was like, what are we doing? I was thinking that.
Are you not driving down the motorway?
Going.
Oh, no, I've got a puncture in.
Yeah.
I'm swerving. Shit, baby on board. Let's get on.
I'm thinking, someone I got a bumper sticker, baby on board. I'll take that cut out.
What was that about?
I do not. I hate them. I think they're garbage. I think they're trash.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I agree. Because a normal warning sign would be warning, electric or whatever like that.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no
coming up here in the road. Baby on board.
There's no follow-up instructions, is there? Baby on board. And drive cautiously.
I suppose as well, as adults.
Baby on board, a really pissed off dad is driving.
Yeah. You might,
might
also call your partner baby.
All the more, I'm rubbing that car now. Next week on board, I'm grabbing it. Yeah. I'm rubbing it with you. Yeah. I thought it was the husband we were talking about. I'm rubbing it.
Avoid that car, avoid that car. No, it actually says babe on board, right? Yeah. Fucking bang.
Do you not find the family stickers though?
Nope. Get them off.
You know, so oh, you've got,
God, no,
get them off. Get them down. Even to the point where it's like some sort of it's like Star Trek is, and there's like a Vulcan.
Yeah.
Get fucking run off the road. Don't tell me who's in that car. I couldn't give a shit because I've drove past you. Or vice versa, you drove past me.
What about if they're a member of the caravan club?
I couldn't give a shit. Don't care.
What if they're powered by fairy dust?
Couldn't give a
shit.
Even
no.
worse. Yeah. All I think is, which? Burn them.
They're on Facebook. They're on Facebook. They're definitely. If they're powered by fairy dust, they're on fairy dust.
Stickers on cars is just. But I saw one other day and it was like.
What about honk if you're feeling horny?
I'll tell that one.
But how is my driving? Oh, 800, fuck you.
Just get rid of them. They're a load of garbage. I don't need to know who's in the car. I'm driving because I don't want to crash myself.
It's my family.
I'm going to crash into you.
And it's like four stick men and a little stick dog.
Yes.
I've never seen that one.
So have you ever seen those? So it'd be like daddy. And they'll be like
daddy,
stick
mommy.
Man of you.
Jack.
Stick man of Amy. Stick man of no one.
I've never been a stick man. Little dog and a little bush.
Rotund man.
What about the ones from the 70s at the front that said like Ken and Lisa?
Yeah, no, like
they,
okay.
They're cool.
Head on. I don't give a shit who you are. I'm smashing.
If there was just you and Amy, would you be happy with
what? Like, Leon and my bitch.
Well, I ain't saying no. I respect Amy quite a lot.
It's a good job I've got that back bedroom.
Deep. No, for me, do not advertise as baby on board.
Can what's I just say, point? You've got really niche things that are pissing you off, aren't you?
They're going in though, aren't they? They're going in. What's the point? You're right though, aren't you?
I'm annoyed that I can't argue.
I'm down the road, baby on board, I'm not going to go, well, actually, if you didn't say baby on board, I'm going to smash into you.
Hang on, that's just everything. So that's like, I don't give a fuck that your key has got a 7-year warranty.
Exactly.
I don't care that you bought that garage from JCC.
To be fair, I absolutely hate when they got like the old like garage sticker that says I bought this from JCC. I don't give a shit. You bought it from me. Get out of the fucking way. You're in the road.
What about granddad's taxi?
Exactly. Same thing. No. I'm gonna go. Actually, it's the road, boys. So we're more cautious.
Granddad's taxi's everywhere these days. A little number plate.
Not for it. Get it in room 101.
What about the football badges in the back window?
I don't know
about them. No, I haven't seen the actual big badge.
I have one. I can't remember. I had one.
You had a Sunderland badge. I don't care who fucking you're.
No,
you support.
That one's saying baby on board, so therefore drive cautious. I don't care who's in the thing. I'm not.
Because you drive like a construction.
Anyway. Yeah.
You are a pretty rubbish driver.
This is my point. Like, there's a baby on board saying you must drive. The thing is, it says baby on board because you must drive careful around me because I've got baby on board. I'm driving careful regardless of who's on the fucking car. That's what annoys me. Why tell me there's a car at baby?
Why tell me? You're a middle lane driver.
Oh, he's
you
not.
You do though.
Oh,
is.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're a middle lane driver at 175 degrees. You do middle lane drive.
I'm putting it on lines.
I'm up for it, yeah.
Oh, I've had a fucking
car stickers.
Bottle of wine, get the fucking thing in.
Yeah. Give me that pen. Let me stick for.
He's ticking it.
What's that? Is that 3 for 3 for me?
Oh no, I don't want it in. Yeah,
well, you've argued well.
Well done, yeah, you've argued well. I don't like arguments.
What's your last one?
Better be good, mate.
Right, it's big. Now
dildos.
I have written
dildos.
I have written next to this not genocide. So you've got to hear me out for 90 seconds before you interrupt here.
Hello, listening.
America. And the Americanisms that have come over to this country. So we'll start with the nations. Kids watching YouTube, saying words like tube wrong and saying tube and things like that. So the grammar coming off. Kids say math instead of maths and talking like Americans. But not just that. The culture, the American culture that's come across, right? And I have my phone's there. Big glowing M McDonald's signs, massive Costa coffee cups on the side of the road, big Starbucks lit up. You go into a fucking pub now, all the fucking things are on neon lights, and we're a country that could proud ourselves on being great to a degree at multiculturalism and all this stuff. And it's, I think I saw a post over there about a service station. It was like, find me a better top tier service station. It was McDonald's, KFC, Taco Bell, Greg's. That's fucking America. We don't want that shit. We just, we can be our, we're England. We should have followed like a Europe. I know we're out of it, but we had this thing.
We're not out of it. We're still a European country.
We've just got this. And the arrogance and the laziness and the entitledness and this, it's just fucking horrible. And do you know what as well? The fucking sport. The boring, shitty sport. The woo woo hey, loudness. Woo yeah, hear me out. Who cares? No, he's having fun. Let him do what he wants. No. He's been a fucking prick. Tell him to shut up. I fucking hate Americans and America to a degree. Get the fucking lock in the bin.
Seems like 50% of our listeners come from America. We need to be careful.
Get him in the bin. And just go back to being, and I'm not trying to go from there, I'll always be in England. I'm talking that we could pride ourselves on a very, very massive multicultural society. You go to America, they don't all sit together on a train like we do.
Completely agree with that. Yeah, completely agree.
Just, it's such a me.
Because they've got decent sized trains.
Yeah, but they don't. It's still segregated. In America, you go to, it's very segregated. You see pictures like, I've seen a video of something on a train, and an American commenting saying, what, you all sit together?
Yeah,
and it's real, and
the natural segregate themselves without
it,
being
it's just MAGA? That loud
MAGA.
Make America better, whatever it's great.
Make America great.
It's just that loud brass, brightly coloured neon. It's basically
Disney,
Vegas, Disney spread through. On a smaller scale,
I love Vegas, love Disney,
Disney on crack,
everywhere. I don't look. You got a Google. Ghoul town where there's local people who could do a local business, and everyone, including myself, has followed a
big gentleman. Local people for local businesses.
He's right, he's got a degree, but there's these people who can offer you, and then you look at how they do their food and the quality shitness of their food and all that. That's all come over. We're fucked because of America. I've got to stop because I could go on until about
I agree with about 50% of that. However, it started with evolution language. You go back to Shakespeare and they'd be like, we're butchering the language. So therefore, me. Evolution language...
Not me, as if you're quoting Shakespeare.
No, but evolution language is natural. Go back wherever you want, evolution language.
So, hang on. It's not like we're... It's English.
Whoa. We speak half Norwegian. We speak all the...
Right.
They came and butchered us. Right. And raped and pillaged us for many years.
What I'm saying is...
we'll cut that bit out.
Yeah, but we did though. Yeah. Language is not.
I'm trying to say American.
I get what you're saying.
And it's the English language. There is maths, there is tube, there is whatever else. It's done. It's the arrogance.
I get that. I completely agree with the fact that it's all this like, we're better than you are and we're the greatest.
It's more this. 7-Eleven, everything's a chain. Everything's got to be bought out and be everywhere. That's convenience.
It's
Americanism.
Yeah, the thing is, they were ahead of us when it came to convenience. And then when I go, actually, that's not a bad thing because it's us allowing us to be convenient.
Right, let's talk.
But we had it.
Let's go to America.
We should have shot on a Sunday.
Good.
Right, we should have 4 o'clock on a Saturday.
Good.
How's that convenience?
Let's go to America.
Money's been made from the capitalism.
There you go, and that's your Americanism, money.
Exactly.
Come down to that.
Exactly. Well, money talks.
Yeah, but what happens?
All right, Neil Diamond, fucking hell.
What works in one country doesn't necessarily work in another.
I agree.
I'm going to sit on the fence. Americanisms.
Mindless splinters.
Americanisms I remember, in fact, I've probably got a clip of you being on TV talking about Americanisms on live TV, saying that you hate them.
I do. I hate Americanisms. Americanism, I've got a place to play for.
For the people who aren't watching the video, I'm like holding my arms out right now, so I'm right.
No.
So things like freeway, trash.
That's because these are the key ones. Yeah, that's evolutionary language. I hate it.
We need to control our own language.
Yeah.
We need to go, it's a footpath, it's a motorway.
I don't like it, but it's evolution.
It's not evolution.
This is room 101, we're putting things we don't like in.
It's not evolution.
B. 101B.
That's not evolution. That's more determinism. It's more going, we're bigger and better and stronger and we will provide.
Here's one for you. Everything in work, you talk about work now, had a word ever, but now it's a something-ization. What the fuck?
With a Z.
Ization. It's a something-ization. I hear that all the time.
Dramatization.
Compartmentalization. What? Ooh.
Somebody's battery's died. Is it yours?
No, I'm on.
We're all good? Are we good? Why can I suddenly hear that?
Your phone, your earpiece is gone.
Yes.
Oh. Sure, earpiece. Yes.
Can I put the other one in?
Yeah.
Will that work?
Let's do it.
Can't edit this out. Just go with it.
Yeah, isn't that move it? He's hearing it.
To be fair, do you ever have a relative with a hearing aid? Mine and Ungar have one. Have you ever heard that song, that Julian Banjos? And that was them two with hearing aids. Pardon? No one's talking. Just your hearing aids gone, Nana. It's just whistling at a fucking really high pitch.
Oh, we're
just talking about grandma's hearing aids.
That last 3 minutes were dog shit anyway.
So, yeah.
So, are we talking about America in general?
It's just the America's influence on the UK. So, here we go. And let me just give you my final point here, right? So, we're not, but it's what we've taken on board and what it's made us. Now, if you look at, like, a holiday to, say, like, a Greek island, a Greece and all that, you wouldn't go if it was loitering with McDonald's and fucking Starbucks and Taco Bell.
I know people would go there and go, where's my fucking Starbucks? Well, where's McDonald's?
Yeah, they're the people I want to
go. Morons.
I want those people in there with them. They can go. We don't need them.
But, however, so I'm just going to throw it back at your face. So, going back to...
Massive cars.
British Empire... We fucking populated the world.
Yeah, but I'm not on about.
And have we not influenced Hong Kong? Influenced Canada? We've been everywhere. We've influenced their culture. Yeah, how is that any different?
Because they're not influencing. It's not a case.
We influence them by war and domination. They're influenced by technology.
But they might want us in room 101. B.
Exactly. But it was in there. No problem.
Right, so,
right. It's the culture. It's the capitalism side.
I get that. The McDonald's, I completely get that. But so are we everywhere. Any better to stand there and go, we're perfect?
I happen back to a pre-war. I'm saying now, right? You go to a service station. Let's just say I'll take Birmingham, right? And it's Burger King, McDonald's, KFC, Taco Bell, Starbucks, Costa. Greg, the six subway, the same ones. Well, actually, you're in Birmingham. You could have had a local fucking Indian thing, an Eastern European thing.
From the Middle East. What was the next one?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, this is what Britain is. Because that's what Britain...
We're taking the Americanisms. It's not the cultural.
That's what I'm saying.
The F1 debate.
I'm trying to say that we can have a bit of Chinese, we can have a bit of Indian, we can have a bit of Mexican, but we can't have.
Yeah, but this is what you don't like fucking signs in a car, right? And all I'm saying is, I don't like the fact that this is dominating this
Lady Week.
This is dominating the country when we've actually already got.
Let's get rid of everything. Let's have two meat, veg, yogs, fish and chips.
Yeah, well, there you go. But that's what that thing in Birmingham should have. That should have Indian, East European, fish and chips.
Indian? It's Middle East again.
Yeah, but that's what this country is already.
No, it's not, though.
Yes, it is.
Because that's an influence from an outside culture. And you know what you're saying? It's American culture. What's it make a difference?
Because that's what this country brought into this. That's what England brought in there.
America the people. In there.
But I don't want to bring America in.
Why not?
Because they're loud, brash, noisy, neon sign.
You racist. Yeah.
So, that's not racism. All I'm saying,
don't be racist.
Don't be racist. Celebrate what you've got without bringing the same thing in. You wouldn't have the curry thing in a Glasgow service station. You'd have
the haggis.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you celebrate where you're ending. It's McDonald's. It's the
celebrate
same.
Celebrate where you are.
Let me see if I can summarize. Curry was invented in Birmingham.
Where was curry invented?
So, I have no idea.
Where was curry invented?
If you go back about 5 years, when you
Chinese food wasn't invented in Birmingham, though.
That was in China. Sure it was.
Shush. If you went back about 5 years, when you ordered a McDonald's, you go, I have a Big Mac meal, which gives me fries and a drink. What are you ordering now? You're ordering the same, but then now you're going,
give you a green bastard. Need some...
Yeah, exactly. Because that's come from America.
No, it's not. That's come from affluency.
No,
affluency. Which is
affluency.
That's an American word. No, affluization.
I genuinely think that is because Americans think bigger. You the big gulps.
Man.
If I was to say to you, give me a big gulp, in England, you'd have like
big gulp.
Yeah. Why does it need to be this big? If you go to cinema,
value
if
money,
I go to the cinema,
value for money.
It fucking isn't. If I go to the cinema, I feel the smallest person in there. I get a popcorn, it's this fucking big. I get a drink, it's this fucking big.
It's the Americanism. The things that I'm trying to say is like, they are everywhere. They are everywhere in this country. I ain't got my phone because it's there, but it's how many of those things that have come over, they're fucking everywhere. And it's just the...
I'm disputing that.
I don't need to see a fucking three foot tall, massive Costa coffee cup. What the fuck? Get that plastic
shit out of there.
Don't need it. And do
you
know
what I'm saying is, I was okay to have like an Indian or a Chinese or Mexican food. Isn't that the same influence on our culture?
Yeah, but because, it's not everywhere. You haven't got what's that one called there? Wok 88? There's no massive fucking neon sign.
Are you looking at it? He's swinging the sign around his head, knocking on my door.
That's going to be amazing, isn't it? You're going to have people in the street with a massive arrow, swinging an arrow on. And you're right.
No, unless they've got a baby on board, red, I'm going to fucking run them over.
If you go to Spain now, it's creeping in. The influence of people being outside bars and coaxing people in is from America.
But the Americanisms of that's creeping in. You'll see McDonald's, but they're in the big things in Spain. It's just that thing. It's just sweeping, and in turn with that comes that there's a lot. It's an arrogance. It's an arrogance, and I think that's
I agree. What's happened is they've understood how to influence the market. That's probably,
and I don't like it.
That's what you're angry about. The fact
manipulative behavior.
No. I get the argument. Is he in or not? For don't wrap up. He's not in or out. I'm loving that.
I'm going in. Americanisms.
If you get rid of it, like we said about getting rid of nothing, we carry on. Everything's fine.
I think what we'll probably do, moving from this point forward, is we'll have an F1 Americanisms debate just between these two. And I might like to sit outside that.
I think the point being
is we managed to discuss, debate, and negotiate about what we need to get into.
Are you going to get the comments now from people? Are you inviting these comments?
Yeah, bring them
in. I think that this may stroll on to a part four at some point. Let's wrap it up there. It's 33 minutes.
I got two out of three in.
How's you doing?
Are we happy?
How's you doing?
Yeah, but did you get around the floor?
Good night.
All right, thanks for having me, by the way.
Stay safe.
Keep smiling. Don't you dish me out of here.
We're gone. Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.